Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
The Vote Native Style here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hey, I just want to bring in my groovy co-host all the way up in the deep north. How is it going up there? How are you doing up there, Nancy Bolio? I guess Nancy's not there. So, wow, that's just was talking
Robert.
To her a few minutes ago. Hey, Nancy.
Robert?
Nancy.
Yeah. You know, I was busy sharing my good thoughts there, and I was on mute, so I apologize.
Cool. So how you been? What's going on?
I'm actually sitting and basking in the sun as we do this show, and kind of warms my soul, just like Friday. Last Friday was early vote. So it's time to cast your ballots and make sure that we're heard. And it was really, really ironic because we had a visit here in northern Minnesota, and that visitor was their president, Mr. Trump. And so we were working, I was working with, and a lot of other good people were working with our revolution in Bemidji and the seventh generation. And we coordinated an effort to hold space in the hearts of all of the Trump people that came to town to support Mr. Trump. And so we had a view of the runway. We've seen Air Force One coming in. But the best thing about it is that we inspired our people for collective power, why voting matters. And most importantly, though, we wanted to hold that space and remind Mr. Trump and his administration and everybody else that's listening that like to dishonor who we are. But we stood there to remind them that we're still here and that we have a collective power and that we walk with good hearts. So there was several times when we got harassed. But you know what? We stood there in strong prayer and with good vibes, and we held them back, and we proved to the whole world that we could hold that space as the good neighbors the treaties intended us to be, and even despite all the hate that was thrown at us. And, you know, we were really proud of ourselves for holding that space for about 9 hours that day, and a lot of good people showed up. We had about 400 people there, and people coming and going, and all kinds of different support and so much diversity. And so, yeah, it was Rock the Vote Day. Let's get out and vote. And we had so much collective power, Robert, that I still feel that love, too, just like the sun is giving me.
Oh, yeah. And today is Everybody Register Day here across Turtle Island.
Right. It's actually, what do they call that, National Voter Registration Day? So it's just another awesome shout-out to say, you know, you gotta show up and vote. It started last Friday, and if you're not registered to vote, there's all kinds of great efforts being made out there by, you know, like Hustle Your Bustle out of Honor the Earth. We got Four Directions of the Minneapolis area, and I want to talk more about this at the end of the show, but I'm just throwing these out there. All these great efforts are out there trying to encourage our Native people to start showing up, because our votes matter and our voices matter. And this is part of our civic engagement and making sure that we're a part of the dialogue and the voting and the decision making all the way through. Because you know what, Robert? We're still here.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know what? We got kind of a fun special guest up here, too. I want to welcome Shelly Diaz. And thank you so much for coming on to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Hey, Robert, thanks for having me. I really am honored to be here and to share space with Nancy. I love all the work you're doing. I'm a fan from afar, and I just observe everything you're doing along with, you know, all these organizations in the Minnesota national level, everything, and I want to be part of that.
Well, you are part of that. Hey, we got a special thing happening here on Friday. Do you want to talk to our audience about what's going on? I'm really excited to be part of this.
Sure. So Friday, we are going to be hosting, me along with Mary Kunish, our representative at the state legislature, we are going to host a Come to Your Census Facebook Live event. And Robert was nice enough to host this for us, and we're going to be talking about everything about census. The 2020 census is coming to an end September 30th. They shut us down a month early, so we're scrambling here at the end and trying to get our, you know, Indian country counted. You know, the census is so important. It has everything to do with our, you know, election, our voting, our, you know, our representation in Washington and the state level. It's going to be a great event. People are going to be speaking about the importance, and hopefully we can encourage everybody to please step out of those shadows and just be counted. We need to have our numbers up. We are still here, like Nancy said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm excited, too, you know, to get it all out at Turtle Island. That's a cute name. Who came up with that name?
Yeah, Robert. Great. Great great play on words there. I love it.
Right on.
I wish I would have made T-shirts. Come to your senses.
That's right. Exactly. So, you know, we're excited. We're going to have some guests, and we're going to have some people doing testimonials. We're going to give out T-shirts. It's going to go all over Turtle Island. Social distance powwow is going to share it out. And we're just excited to partner with you and the great people here in Minnesota to let's come back to our senses.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. And I hope everybody can join us and tell three friends to join us. And everybody, please go to 2020census.gov, fill out your census form if you haven't done so already. And today being National Voter Registration Day, make sure you're out there getting registered as well. This is just crucial to this year, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, I just feel like, you know, hosting these shows like Rock the Vote Native Style and the other shows I do, I'm just always so happy to be around leaders like you and Nancy that are boots on the ground that make things happen. And it's it really makes my heart soar to, you know, follow along and try and help as much as I can, because you guys have been trailblazers for a long time.
Thank you. I'm glad we're all, you know, we're community. We're community, we're family, we're relatives, you know, we all need to be in it together.
That's right. So that is going to be on 7:30 Friday night to 8:30. It's going to be on Facebook Live. It's going to be all over Turtle Island, and really excited because we got some surprise guests. We also got some people just speaking their truth and talking about how much the census really affects them. And, you know, if you don't feel like you should be counted for somebody else. There's people out there that really need our help, and we really need to be selfless with this and be counted.
Right. And absolutely. You know what I want to throw in there too, as well, is that, because they have a treaty responsibility, they owe us services. And in one way to hold them up to that treaty responsibility is to make sure that we show up in these census counts, because that's how our programs are funded. This is their obligation to us, and it's something that we really need to make sure that we're reaching out to, because it helps to strengthen our communities. It provides housing, education, the representation, like mentioned earlier. So it's really, really critical that we do show up for the census, and it only takes a few minutes and very basic, simple questions. And you can do it all online from the comfort of your home and from your phone. And so again, these build on our communities in so many different ways. And these are things that we can't take for granted, you know, because there are times when we show up asking for a service and we find out that that program is low on funds, and you have to wait for the next fiscal year when they get more money from, you know, from the federal government. We should be having enough money if we all showed up, Robert. And I think that's what we need to do now, because we see so many of our programs suffering and financially shorthanded. And this is a good way to build on those programs so we can better take care of ourselves and our communities.
Absolutely. Wow. You know, Shelly, do you have any last words? We got a 7:30 to 8:30 Friday. You know, we're going to be talking about it Wednesday, too, on our Wednesday show. We're going to just really promote the heck out of this because, you know, it's really interesting. There's a lot of things that that the census does that I have no idea. So it's going to be kind of even, you know, an instructional show with prizes. And so, you know, it's going to be a good just to watch and listen.
Yes, you know, the census, it ties in so closely to elections and voting. You know, the census numbers affect not only public policies, but the reapportionment of the redistricting of electoral boundaries. And even the electoral votes that we get to pick our president. So if that's not enough to get you counted, please, this is so critical, this election. I know people have probably said that before, but this is really, really critical. And I just hope people just tell three other people to get registered to vote and to please complete their census because they can't erase us. And, you know, this pandemic, it may have, you know, stopped us, but it didn't stop the census. They're going to count us even if we don't want to be counted, you know. So,
well, Shelly, that's a great way to end this segment. Come to your census kind of party here on Facebook Live, 7:30 to 8:30 Friday night. We're going to be, you know, rocking it just like we do Rock the Boat Native style. Thank you so much. I know you're really busy. Thank you so much for stopping in and giving us a few good words.
You guys have a great day.
Pini Gigi. Hey, you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style, and that was Shelly Diaz. And you're here with Nancy Bolio and me, and we're about to take a break. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Bonjour, Dinaway Maganug. Hello, my relatives. Deborah Topping from Nagachiwanang in Dunjinfa. Working with Minnesota 350, Get Out the Vote, Native Style, here to remind you all, climate change is real. Corporations poisoning Nibi and Manoman is real. Treaty responsibility is real. Who is representing you and your future at the table? Because somebody is. Do they hold the same value as you? Now is the time to vote in the best candidate for your future. Because, like Jimmy Jackson has said, being Anishinaabe is a responsibility. Miigwech.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Joe Biden debates the big orange buffoon coming up on Tuesday, September 29th, and you have a chance to watch it with us and other AM 950 listeners at Crooner's Supper Club. Crooner's has an outdoor stage with a large TV screen and great sound. They've been doing socially distanced concerts all summer and work hard to make sure everyone is safe. So come watch the debate with us and hear Trump make cutting-edge arguments like this.
This is a tough hurricane. One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Doors open at 7:30 with the debate beginning at 8. Tickets are $25 and include one complimentary drink and one seat at a two-person socially distanced table. Space is very limited, though, because of safety, and when tickets are gone, there will not be more available. Tickets are pre-sale only at AM950Radio.com. Again, that's AM950's Debate Watch Party, Tuesday, September 29th at Crooner Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Tickets and details at AM950Radio.com.
God bless Minneapolis, and God bless the United States.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Fall Triple Savings Sale is back by popular demand, offering savings up to $2,420 on the purchase of a new furnace and air conditioner during September. You don't want to miss out on this fall deal. Start preparing for furnace season now and take advantage of some of the biggest savings of the year. That's savings in manufacturer rebates, utility rebates, and September promotions. Phone lines are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Visit standardheating.com/special offers.
Listening to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Hey, Nancy, we have this young warrior on the line here now, and I'm really, really excited always to talk to Dan. Can you give an introduction to Dan? Because you did that so well at the Sunday night symposium. I'd really like you. I like it that way. Do you mind doing that, Nance?
Oh, I don't mind at all. Actually, it's an honor to introduce our next guest. His name is Dan Jourdain. He is a Red Lake band member, and, you know, he comes with so many skill sets, and he's so articulate, and he shows up in a really compassionate and powerful way, and I think this is one more reason why we need to get out and register to vote, because we got to show up to the polls and support our awesome relatives like our next guest, Dan Jourdain, and it's on you.
Hey, welcome, Dan. You know, one thing I want you to do right away, because in our two segments, I want you to bring this up a bunch of times. And then as soon as this show is over, I'm going to donate some money. Can you tell our audience how we can support you? I know you came into the, well, first of all, welcome. I got all excited there, but welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Hey, thanks, Robert, for the platform, and thank you for inviting me on. Again, thanks, Nancy, as well.
Cool. And can you tell everyone what you're running for, and also how we can support you? And then let's get into some issues, some brass tacks issues up there in the deep north.
Yeah, right now you can find me on Facebook. Let's see, Jourdain for At Large Bemidji. You can search those and you can find me right there. And then there's a link to the PayPal on top of the page, so I have it highlighted. So you can go over to that link and send over your donations. As I talked about before, the donations are greatly appreciated. And to run a campaign, it costs a lot of money. So, you know, we want to get the right information out there to our voters and the people and send out the great message that, you know, we want change in our community, and it starts locally and it builds from there. So head on over to my Facebook page. Like I said, you can also donate that way, which is convenient for me as well.
Well, yeah, and we'll bring that up again and again right after the show. I'm going to donate some money, because we know that you're on an island up there in the deep north, and you have a lot of good things to say and a great heart, and I can't wait to see you win this election. So we need to really support you. I think we heard there's like 42 days left until the November 3rd, something like that, Nance.
Yeah, it's coming really, really quick. And, you know, this is why it's important, you know, starting today, we're actually getting our boots on the ground, and we actually reach out to Red Lake too. And so if anybody out there listening needs help, just reach out to us, reach out to good people like Dan Jourdain. And I had a question for Dan, since I'm, you know, speaking right now, and I hope you all don't mind if I ask it. But Dan, you're running for councilor at large for Bemidji City Council, and your position would be to be the voice of all those constituents in every ward in Beltrami, or in the city limits, correct?
Yep, that would be the city limits. So the at-large position consists of all the wards. So it'd be like people are comparing it to like the junior mayor position of Bemidji. So which it's a lot of people. We have over 15,000 residents in Bemidji. So we got to get across to our eligible voters and our new voters in Bemidji, young voters, old voters, and then everybody else in between. So we have to hit the ground running. We got the new I got new lit cards coming in the mail here. So once those come in, those will be we'll be hitting the ground and try to get out there and do some door knocking. I know it's tough times with the COVID because we got a lot of challenges ahead of us. So, like once those come in, we're going to hit the ground and then get out there. I'm trying to do a lot more videos online. I think some of the videos and collaborations that I'm doing, we're doing really great right now. We're getting a lot of great feedback. And, you know, once you express these concerns and, you know, you open up your eyes a little bit to the city and tell your platform, you know, it brightens up the city more, and because the city needs a lot of change, and everybody that divests to the city believes that this change needs to happen. So I would appreciate everybody's support. You know, go on my page, share some of my flyers, share some of my words that I'm saying, because we want to be a part of this change, and I want everybody to be a part of it as well. And your words contribute greatly to my platform, and I like to listen to everybody's words and how we can make this a better place. So yeah, come on over to my page and help out as much as you can.
Dan, what I really like about you too, and I think I said this about Alan Roy too, is that you meet people where they're at. It doesn't matter if they're red, blue, or anything. You have a great heart, and you know, and building bridges is what we have to do up in the deep north, because people are generally good, you know, and maybe they're confused with what's going on and don't know our history and don't know their history. And, you know, that's with Nancy's treaty work and things like that up there, that, you know, we all have to live in our way as natives has always been to be open armed to everybody, open, you know, we're open to everyone and to feed everyone, you know. And Dan, I know you have a great heart. What's some of the issues do you see up there?
Right now, we're dealing with a lot of racism in this city. I believe, well, we just had Nancy and them had an event in Bemidji where we had the 45th president come into Bemidji. And that kind of drew a lot of mixed emotions from the city, because we've seen this overt and subtle racism once again. We were out there protesting, and then we've seen the antagonists out there, and we're like, well, you know, we just want to view our platforms and share with everybody else in the community what we're here for and what we stand for. So some of those problems we have to change. It's not going to change overnight. Even when or if a different president comes into our terms, you know, the racism will still be there. But we have to face it with positive vibes and, you know, listen to everybody else. I believe that once we create these bridges, create these, fill in the gaps, and then come to a better conclusion with one another, that's how our communication is built, and that's how everybody is involved in the type of change that I would like to present to not only the city, but I would like to embrace everybody else that's looking for change. That, you know, it just takes communication and collaboration and a positive attitude that we can make changes, that we can do these things in our communities. And that's my message that I like to face. And, you know, I like, again, thank my supporters. I got to thank Nancy for bringing me onto the show here. And I also talked with Audrey Thayer recently. I called her one of our elders, and she was like, well, don't call me an elder. I'm an elder in training. So I got to say apologize to Audrey for that remark. She's been great in Ward 1 over there. So she's doing amazing work in the city of Bemidji, getting out there, hitting the voters as well. So we get a lot of teamwork to do, and, you know, we're going to make some changes in a positive way. So bridging them gaps is definitely one of my big mottos, and we need to do that.
Well, that's
right.
Go ahead. Sorry, Nance.
Okay. I think one of the more important reasons to really show up at the polls, you know, is because your position, like you mentioned earlier, Dan, is like you kind of hold a junior mayor position. And what that means is you represent the Native community, the BIPOC community, and you talked about racism. So this is the way, one of the best ways we can show up in these elections is to support people like you, to make sure that we're a part of the dialogue and the decision-making process. And so I encourage all of our listeners that make time to show up, because, again, all the residents within the Bemidji city limits can vote for Dan's position, and I think he brings a good heart to the table.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, why don't we take a quick break? Dan, can you stay with us for another segment?
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Awesome. Hey, everybody out there, you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style. I'm here with Nancy Bolio and Dan Jourdain. We'll be right back after this short break.
Buju, Louisa Posada, Indigenous Kaz, Hibbing, Minnesota, Indunjaba. As a 52-year-old Indigenous woman, I find it very important to vote during these times and to elect Indigenous leaders who reflect our traditional values and holds our climate and environmental issues close as we're taught to. We know that we are past the point of no return environmentally, so now it's more important than ever to register, use your vote, and to do our part to ensure the safety of our future generations. I invite you to use the link below at www.nativevote-mn.org to register online and rock the vote Native style.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Hey, Cudahy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces strives to maintain a healthy environment for their customers and employees. They invite you to visit weekdays 9:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9:30 to 4. You'll find an uncrowded and comfortable social space to learn about Woodland Stoves' many indoor and outdoor fireplace products. More at woodlandstoves.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, clear with a low around 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 83. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 74. A1 Vacuum in Roseville sells high-quality vacuums that last and can even repair your current vacuum. They're open for curbside service Mondays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Call 651-222-6316 or visit them online at a-1vacuum.com. That's a-1vacuum.com.
We are producing Native Style on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, who's doing a great job out there. He just said hello on Facebook Live, and we love to have Dave on all our shows, and he does a great job, and he really is about Native issues, and he's a very progressive Hennepin County Sheriff. But back to the show here, Nancy, we have this young warrior on, and I'm excited. He's a young man, and he's got a good future ahead of him, and we just need to help him out.
Yeah, and I would highly suggest you donate to his campaign and help him out maybe with some door knocking and all those good things, and help hold some space with him during this campaign election time. And I also want to give Dan a big shout out for bringing his sound system down on Friday when 45 was in town. It actually gave it like this block party environment, a day of celebration, and we held that space in a really powerful way that day. That was our sense of Native community and our allies coming together. We had some, you know, non-Native candidates that aligned with our values that stepped out of their comfort zones to speak for us. And we also had, like, Dan as a candidate speak, and Audrey and Tim Sumner. And that whole time, Dan was still committed to providing his sound system and being there for a good portion of the day. And just with his skill sets, I somehow felt, you know, with him and even Charles Dolson, that we had some good eyes in the crowd, and that gave us a sense of security, you know. So thank you, Dan.
Also, Dan, aren't you a peace officer up north too?
Yes, I did complete all the Minnesota Police Board requirements and got certified that way, and also a high school sports referee. So I get a lot of few jokes about, you know, if we go to the city council, make sure you bring your referee shirt and whistle. So, you know, the jokes keep coming. So, you know.
Well, it's probably not that far from the truth because, you know, jokes and sarcasms has a big percentage of truth in it. So, yeah, you know, let's talk a little bit more. Tell our audience, too, what you mean by the city, because here I am in St. Paul looking out my window, and I'm not sure what you mean, the difference between rural and city up there. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
So, yeah, Bemidji is about 4 hours north of Minneapolis, a little small neighborhood, 15,000 residents. We're surrounded by three of the biggest reservations and a lot of economic boosters of Bemidji. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do with our race relations in the city of Bemidji, which is not much diverse for every board that we see. You know, we see the school board, John Gonzalez, who is a Native American from White Earth as well. He's making big changes on the Bemidji school board. It is, we see other boards in the city of Bemidji where, you know, we'd like to see a lot more diversity and other people speaking up for the Native needs and speaking up for the big resources that we need in the city, such as homelessness. We have a large homeless Native population there, so we want other people to speak up for this. And we have a lot of entrepreneurs, too, that we need more funding for our Native entrepreneurs in the city, so that builds up our relationships with everyone else. And also, like, last Sunday, we had a segment on Native Roots Radio there where I talked about the importance of politics in the census. When I did talk to Audrey, I was like, well, you know, our older generation of our Native Americans are getting older, are getting more wiser, and it's time for the seventh generation to stand up and pay attention to politics, pay attention to the things that are going on, because, you know, it takes us, we're going to be that next change of revolution that needs to make these changes, that needs to implement these types of involvement into our communities, and not only reservation level, but the city level, the state level, and the federal level. So we all need to understand the importance of elections and politics. And if we have questions for one another, make sure to be available to answer them and keep everybody informed on what's going on. I believe once we stay informed and, you know, just talk with each other, it creates a better development and relationship where we can make changes in our community, and especially our seventh generation. We have a lot of new voters, too, so we need to keep them informed on how important these things are. And so, you know, just stay involved and, you know, make sure to support your Native candidates, because it's a lot of work. It's tough work, and it's nothing that I'm afraid to back down from. You know, I would like to definitely stand up for my city of Bemidji and, you know, represent my needs and represent the people at the same time. So it's a lot of work. We're going to make progress, and I believe that it's going to be a positive outcome come November 3rd. Make sure everybody gets out and votes November 3rd, 2020. And also Audrey Thayer and Tim Sumner have been very supportive as well. So their candidates, they're rocking their wards, their areas. And so I'd like to say good luck to them guys as well.
Well, Nancy, it's really exciting to have some Native Americans running up there in the deep north. Don't you agree?
Right. And like Dan mentioned before, our voices need to be a part of these policies and the things that are taking place here in our county, especially with the racism that's been taking place under the 45 administration. So, again, in order to seek environmental and racial justice, we have to be a part of the political world. And only because if we're not at the table, we are what's being served. And there's so much truth to that, too. People are like, well, you know, I don't like to vote and I don't care about politics. Well, you know what? If we don't show up, again, we are what's being served. And so we have to find a place at the table, step out of our comfort zones. And you don't have to, you know, run for office like Dan, but you could sure show up at a voting poll and support him so he could support us and bring us to the table. So that's why politics are important.
Yeah. Talking to your relatives about the census, talking about voting, how important it is. And we all have to remember we had a big blue tsunami in 2018, but in 2016, we had over 32 million people not vote in that presidential election. I think people are awoke, and I think we're going to see really good things. And I got a great feeling about Dan, Nancy.
Yeah, me too. And you know, I just get to know him more and more every time we show up in spaces together. And I look forward to him winning, and because, again, he holds an important position if he should win his election. And so that's why we really got to get out there, because when we support him, we support ourselves, we support our community, and we're on our homelands here up in northern Minnesota, well, everywhere in Minnesota, really. But because there's three reservations surrounding Bemidji, it's all the more reason that we need to start showing up, because, you know, we see a lot of injustices taking place right now, and until we really show up and make our voices matter, those will continue, and we want a better community for all of us. We all want clean air. We all want healthy communities, and we want to support people that have strong voices and that can help create those spaces for us. So I appreciate Dan's efforts to run for office, and I'd really appreciate it even more if our people could show up and vote for him.
Yeah, and we want clean air for everybody. It's not just a selfish thing like, you know, this is for everyone's survival. And Dan, what I want to do right now is I want to give you the last couple minutes here. I want you to give us your Facebook page again, and I also want you to give us a few of your good words, and then we're going to let you go. But I really appreciate you spending time with us on Rock the Vote Native Style, and I really, really the journey's a reward, and you're really doing it right now. And I just want to give you a big out here from St. Paul.
Aho, Miigwech. Again, you can find me on Facebook. I didn't make it a little easy. What is it? Jordan for Bemidji City Councilor at Large. You can search that up in your search box up there, Jordan for Bemidji City Councilor at Large. And also, I have another page. It's electdanjordan.com. It's kind of a little generic page, whatnot. We just threw something together and then put up a great platform. My views are also on there. So once you go to these websites, there's links to the PayPal account where you can send donations. We have donations that are still coming in. Asking for donations is difficult, especially in Indian country, when we understand that our population, you know, is already on a fixed income, and they have to decipher whether to pay the light bill or put food on the table. So We don't, you know, if you have extra $5, $10, feel free to come over to my page, send over, you know, those donations, keep them coming, because it does help out big time with the elections that are coming up, and get people informed of who the candidates are and sharing the message. So I want to say to everybody, thanks for your continued support so far. It's been a journey, I have to say. At times, I do tell my friends and supporters that, you know, it's kind of stressing putting yourself out there, but you know what? It's for a good cause, because there's a lot of changes that need to happen in our communities. And I believe that, you know, bringing my values and bringing everybody's values with me, the struggles and the stories that I hear, I embrace those. And even though if they're difficult, they're adverse moments, I want to take those to the table. I want to take those to the city council and tell them, you know what, here's what we really need to change. We need to start paying attention to our indigenous communities, our African-American communities. We want to pay attention to everybody in the city and make them feel welcome. It'll only embrace the city and also create tourism, which brings economic development to our city. There's a lot of ways that I'm focusing. I'm trying to angle in every single perspective with our law enforcement. I've been speaking with the chief of police over there and trying to integrate more of the cultural diversity into the police department. So I already started that collaboration with them, and I believe that with our continued partnership through them, we can make a lot of these changes happen. And also housing. I talked about our housing infrastructure, that our native population is struggling. So we want the city council of Bemidji to notice that, you know, we want everybody to be involved in these decisions. We don't want anybody left out. We want to support everybody, not just a certain population. And I also talk about our economic development, ways we can build more infrastructures, more business in our city, me being a small business owner myself, and, you know, just a lot of experience with that. And then our infrastructures, our roads, we want clean water, we want clean air. Right now we're dealing with a bonding bill that we're not getting approved through Bemidji. So there's a lot of tax issues that we're dealing with in Bemidji, our Sanford Center, especially being kind of in the negative with their financial funds. So there's a lot of work to be done in Bemidji. Like I said, being Native American, I take that pride into stepping into politics. This is my first ever campaign. And I look forward to working with everybody, not just a specific group, everybody. I want everybody to be involved. I want to hear everybody's voices. I want to hear everybody's opinions, because I feel that's when I work my best, when I hear everybody's input, and I can forward that and channel it into many great ways within our city of Bemidji. So I want to say thanks, everybody, for your support. Keep supporting the candidates that matter. Keep supporting what's right for you, and we will fight. We will do everything we can to make changes in the city if we work together. Aholmi Gwich.
Oh, beautiful. Audrey Thayer said I should ask you for a T-shirt on Facebook. So I got to get a T-shirt, Dan, when you get those made. And then also Joey Peltier is putting up on Facebook Live. He's putting up an easy way for people to donate. He's putting up the link. So thank you, Joey. Dan, what can I say? I'm really, really, we are blessed to have you running for running up there for our people and for all people. And I really hope that everyone feels Dan's spirit like I do over these airwaves and Zoom calls and things, because he's the real deal. Right, Nancy?
Right. And, you know, electing awesome people like them, we're going to show Minnesota how to be nice again. And so just like we did on Friday. And so that's another reason why we got to vote for our people, because we walk with good heart. And I think we have good teachings. And we're, again, show Minnesota how to be nice again, because we're not so Minnesota nice no more.
That's a good way to end the segment. Thanks again, Dan Jardine, running for city council up there in Bemidji. And thank you so much for being on. And this is Rock the Vote Native Style on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Toms, Certified Financial Planner with RBC Wealth Management. You might think you have to give up performance to invest responsibly, but that simply isn't true. Responsible investing can actually have a positive impact on performance. We will work with you to come up with a strategy that matches your values. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
These days, our home is the center of our world. This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. If we're all going to be spending a lot more time at home, doesn't it make sense to make your space the most attractive and most functional space it can be? At Habitation, my experienced, degreed interior design staff can help you select the perfect furnishings for your home and your lifestyle. Furniture is more than one size fits all, and there's more to making a room work than a couple of chairs and a sofa. Whether it's a modular, sectional, carefully selected to maximize your living room, or the perfect bed, dresser, and nightstand combination to create your dream bedroom, Habitation can help you achieve the space you've always wanted. So check us out online at habitationdesign.com or schedule an appointment at our Edina showroom. Habitation Furnishing and Design. Make your home exceptional.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Stop in at Next Chapter Booksellers to find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Their expert staff can help make book recommendations no matter what your taste. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers also sells a wide variety of puzzles and games. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Open daily by phone from 10 to 3. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hey, welcome back to Rock the Boat Native Style here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Nancy, I just donated money to Dan's campaign, and it took me like less than 2 minutes here to do. Thank you, Joey, for putting that link up. Wow.
Wow, I hope you drained your bank account.
Well, that wouldn't be hard. So, yeah, but it's really easy. And what a great young man. We got like 5 minutes, 6 minutes left here, Nancy. Let's tell our audience a little bit more about what's going on up there and what you're doing in a positive way there with Bemidji 350, Rise, and also Rock the Boat Native Style.
Right. And, you know, I'm actually really kind of excited because today my partners in crime, Joey Opegard Peltier and Christian Taylor Johnson and myself, we're going to put our boots on the ground and we're going to be in Cass Lake, Minnesota door knocking this evening and looking for our registration. And we're going to try to get as many people tonight. And so we look forward to actually engaging with people and reminding them why voting is important. And we're also going to work with Red Lake. We touched base with Red Lake, and we're going to help fill in some of the gaps. And so we have an invite to go in through their closed borders. So that's exciting. Found out Honor the Earth has got their Hustle Your Bustle and campaign going as well. So there's a lot of great efforts out there, Robert, right now on behalf of other organizations. So when they come knocking on your door, please answer it. We're COVID-19 protocol safety in mind, and we just want to make sure that your voice and your vote matters. And that's why we're taking our time tonight and going to go door knock in this wonderful weather. And what we also need to talk about too is our IDs, Robert. We got to have IDs to vote. Unless you're voting by mail, it's a little easier because you can, you know, register online and then you get your ballot. If you request absentee, you get that in the mail, and then you check your boxes and send that back out. And you don't really need an ID through that process. But if you're going to voting for the first time, or you're voting on November 3rd, or voting for the first time at the polls in person, you're going to need a form of ID. So if you don't have your ID, there's plenty of time to get one in. So if you don't have one, this is the time to start working on it in case there's some hoops to jump through or you might need some paperwork. But yeah, those IDs are important as well.
Exactly. Hey, and I just want to give a shout out to Nancy about, you know, the census. We have Come to Your Census here, 7:30 to 8:30 on Facebook Live. And we're going to have some secret people show up and just give a pitch on the importance of the census. And I know one of the things about Red Lake you were talking about, it's really interesting because of their low numbers on the census and the things that really brought that to be would be its own show, because I think there is a lot of weird stuff going on against Red Lake. And they make it seem like, well, Red Lake doesn't want to do the census. Well, they were going to have boots on the ground, and then COVID hit. They were told not to do the census online because they were going to have people come to the door, and now no one could get it in because, you know, it's just on and on and on. And so we really want to support our family and our relatives up there in the deep north to really get out with the census and do the best they can and be counted. And of course, part of that this year is the election of our lives, at least my life. I can't think of anything. I wasn't able to vote in 1968, but this has got to be close to 1968 plus having an epidemic. we got to really, really, really do something here. And you guys are doing things up in the deep north. So I am so excited that you are leading the way up there.
Right. And, you know, I spoke to Red Lake, and the good news is, as of today, they are making some efforts to get their census out. They're assigning people in their communities to get the census out, register to vote. And actually, this Friday on September 21st through September 30th, 8 or 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new Red Lake Center, they're going to complete your census form, and you receive a $20 Trading Post gift card. And then you're going to be entered in for a drawing, $2,100 cash drawings at the end of the month. So this goes through September 21st through September 30th, and we know money moves people. So I hope this is going to be a good way that those numbers up in Red Lake increase, because they were, I think, like at 6, almost 7%. So they're making some last-minute good efforts here, Robert, and it was good to hear that just today. I heard it.
I just got an update, and they're at 9%, and things are moving right now. We have 8 days left, and so we really – not only do we have to rock the vote native style, we have to come to our census and sign up for the census and be counted. So here's another show. Great show, great guest, Shelly Diaz, who's really behind the census, rock the census native style, come to your census native style. And then now I have, and we had Dan Jourdain on, who's an up-and-coming politician and for his people. And then Nancy, all the great work you do. We got 10 seconds here. What do you say?
I say we need to get our IDs, we need to register to vote, and we need to rock that vote, because we're going to remind them it's our vote, our voice, and we're still here, Robert.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. Nancy Pinigigi, thank you for co-hosting this each week. It just makes things easier for me because I'm old, and thank you so much for rocking the vote native style.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Up next, a great show and great things here on AM 950.